approaching that time. It's almost New Year's. Timberwolves preseason game. First one was tonight. Got some quick observations about that. You have to like what you're seeing. You have to realize that the Timberwolves are building something. They really don't have any of the pieces left from the Kevin Garnett trade. So we're looking at the next generation of Timberwolves basketball. Ricky Rubio is the real deal like I thought he was. And as I've said, he's not going to have to be a shooter. There's a lot of good shooters on the team. Guys that can shoot three-pointers. Beasley can shoot threes. Kevin Love, he's a complete player. It's going to be a tragedy if the Wolves can't lock him down full-time. Derek Williams can shoot the long ball. They got Barea. He can shoot the three. Very little presence in the paint. Timberwolves this year, they're going to be a team. They're going to live and die by the jump shot. You see teams like this all the time. If the shots are falling, they've got a good chance to win the game. If those shots aren't falling, you're not winning. That's just the way it is. They've got a lot of athletic people. They're not fitting into the conventional point guard, shooting guard, small forward, power forward, center template. They're more retro where they have just two guards, two forwards, and a center. And sometimes their best center is actually a power forward, Kevin Love. Timberwolves can go small. They can go with Rubio and Barea in the backcourt. They can have Love at the center. Then they can have Wesley Johnson, Derek Williams, Michael Beasley, two of those three guys playing. If they're the best five guys on the floor, you got two guys that can bring the ball up. So it's hard to press a team like that. Normally, you can only get away with that when you have one guy that brings the ball up every time. You lock him down, you might get some turnovers, cherry pick some easy baskets. But you've got two guys that can bring the ball up. Basically, the shooting guard, quote unquote, is the guy that just has an open shot. Get a lot of ball movement, find the open man. Pretty much everyone can shoot the three. They look like they're a good free throw team. Once again, this is one game. Stats were encouraging, though. I mean, they're not going to shoot 63% from three-point every game. But if they can shoot about 35 to 40% every game, that's going to be something, especially if they're shooting a lot of threes. Free throws, 82.5%. You're not going to get a lot of free throws if you're just a jump shooting team. Normally, teams that have a good power inside game get a lot more free throws. But still, encouraging signs. Kevin Love, 15 boards. Rubio, some nice passes, 7 assists, only 1 turnover. Very encouraging for a first game. I like the excitement, I like the energy level at Target Center. I think the Wolves can be a 500 team, or at least 30-36. They could be a 30-win team. The Nuggets suddenly got better. I was thinking the Wolves might have been a second-place team in the Northwest Division, but the Nuggets got a lot better. They got the Nay back. Portland's a mess. Utah's hard to say what's up with Utah. Wolves could be in the mix, which considering they won 17 games last year, that's still pretty good. They're building something. Maybe just get David Kahn out of there. At the same time, the Wolves are playing. The Wild were playing at XL Energy Center. They're playing the Islanders. Fans of the show Entourage will know that E, probably my least favorite regular character on the show. Okay, that's Turtle. So E's my second least favorite on the show. Big Islanders fan. John Tavares jersey in his office. Islanders stink. The Wild are having some injury issues. People are starting to panic a little bit. It's their third straight loss. They lost again in the shootout. First of all, you got to remember, you get a point for losing in the shootout. You could lose every game, but if you lost it in overtime or a shootout, you still have 82 points. They're still getting points. They're not losing in regulation. Something else you got to realize about the Minnesota Wild, they are still a young hockey team. They have Heatley, they have Setoguchi, Cullen, not many other veterans on that team. I say take one of the goalies. You sent Matt Hackett back down to Houston. You've got three really good goalies, and you know there's a lot of teams out there that could use one. I've got a trade idea. Tampa Bay Lightning. Dwayne Rolison is not doing the job. You get a veteran two-way forward like Ryan Malone in exchange for Harding or Backstrom. That's a good trade for both teams. That's a very equitable trade for both teams. The Wild are going to have their blips. If you're panicking about them, don't. Because you see a young team, they get off to a hot start, best record in the NHL. Now they've lost three in a row and everyone's acting like, where's this coming from? Well, they're mostly a young team still. That's where it's coming from. They still have a rookie coach. There's going to be bumps in the road, even for quality teams. It's how they recover from it. And if they're still slumping in the spring, then you know that it's simply a young team that couldn't handle the pressure of being on top, being the hunted, as opposed to being the hunter. So we'll see what Mike Yeo and the team does. Good news for the Vikings. There is some good news for the Vikings. Matt Khalil, offensive tackle, USC, declared for the draft. So it looks like we have our pick. After Andrew Luck, assuming the Vikings pick second, I think he's the guy. He could take over Charlie Johnson's spot on the left tackle side. That's the blind side, you know, for a right-handed quarterback like Christian Ponder is. You have Loadhold on the right side. Phil Loadhold, for some reason, a tremendously awful pass blocker. He's a great run blocker. He's got the size. He's got the wingspan. He's slow off the ball, though, in his back pedal, his pass protection back pedal. Speed rushers just eat him for lunch. But Khalil would fit in great on the left side. You've got Adrian Peterson, you've got Percy Harvin, you've got Christian Ponder. You got to give Ponder some opportunities here. You gave Tavares Jackson 3 years. You draft Christian Ponder 12th overall. You can't pull the plug on him this quickly. Don't want to forget about Kyle Rudolph either. I don't know what they're doing with Kyle Rudolph. Who is he ticked off? Big, agile tight end with great hands. How do you not get him more actively involved in the offense? You look at Jimmy Graham, you look at Rob Gronkowski in New England. Still trying to figure it out. Minnesota Twins, I'm not a fan of the Willingham-Kadire trade, which basically what that was. I think Mike Kadire is going to have a great year in Colorado. That's the kind of ballpark that really does a great service to veteran players. Kadire, good contact hitter. He's going to steal some bases. They do steal bases in Colorado. He's going to hit 30 home runs there with that uppercut pole swing of his. That left field bleachers are going to get a workout this year with Kadire. I'm happy for him. I wish he would have stayed in Minnesota. I think it's bad karma. You have Twins, and then you leave a team called the Twins. Willingham strikes out a lot more. He plays, at best, both corner outfield positions. Kadire, I'm not saying he's quality at five positions, but he can play five positions. It is a versatile thing. Absolutely no reason to go after Jason Kubel right now, unless Kubel's desperate. I don't know what the Twins' payroll is going to be, but I do know that starting pitching has got to be at the top of the list, not Jason Kubel. I like Jason Kubel, good power hitter, but like Willingham, corner outfielder, that's all he can do. We got a lot of DH candidates as it is. Morneau spending time at DH, moving Maurer to first base, put Ryan Domet behind the plate. We don't need slow outfielders that can't play in the field, taking up spots that Denard Span could use or Ben Revere could use or even Joe Benson could use. You assign Kubel to a multi-year deal, hogtie Joe Benson to AAA. Now, you get him for a reasonable price, that's one thing.